This is the voice of Washington agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. It passed the House along a party line vote 50-48. Now the bill that would set stricter standards on greenhouse gas emissions moves on to the Senate for consideration. During debate, House Republicans like 7th District's Jacqueline Maycumber tried to point out House Bill 1144 would cost our state jobs and put the financial burden on those left behind.
I rise in opposition to this bill because we had amendments based on science, based on understanding our impacts. And what we continuously do is we pass policy that affects someone else.
Maycumber says we're punishing companies for their efforts to cut greenhouse gases.
We have the cleanest manufacturers in the world, and our good governor awards those manufacturers, and I've been to plenty of them, with these great glass panel written awards, the cleanest in the world. We are paying hundreds of millions of dollars in innovation to be the cleanest in the world. And then we pass policy, and those companies say it's not worth it.
Maycumber says we're going about this problem backwards.
We lose living wage jobs. We lose products built with innovation and clean energy, and then we still purchase them. We export our jobs, and then we export our pollution.
The bill, sponsored by West Seattle Representative Joe Fitzgibbon, revises the emission reduction goals adopted by the state back in 2008.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.